I've come to see you today in your house in a residential street in Brighton. You're living here with your family. Tell me about your family. How many children have you got?
I have 4 daughters. The eldest one, she's in university. She comes today in the holidays. And I have a daughter, 18. She's in Warrandine College. I have one in year 8 in Warrandine School. I have year 6 in St. Joseph School nearby right. here.
So, and you're a single mother, so I'm guessing it must be quite tough financially.
Yes, yes, it is. Especially when you are trying to find a stable income. And for me, I can't just leave my kids that easy because they always have needs. Even they are under, you know, even I have 18. She has a thyroid function since she was 4 years old. And her hormones always affected her life. You know, she's like in a medication. So always to have to be care. She's still behaving as like 13. So it is, you have to reach as much as possible to their children need.
How difficult is that to balance finances and bring up your children on your own?
Well, it is need a hard work. It's really hard work. And but you need to be very active, very flexible. At the same time, you want to at least to make things sorted out, at least the minimum, the basics. But I try to do more than that. That makes me all the time busy in my head. But, you know, it is really like a tornado sometimes.
We'll hear more from Miranda and how that cut in the subsidy is going to affect her. Simon Jenkins is with her for breakfast. But listening to that, Rose Pickford, who is from the anti-austerity campaign group, the People's Assembly, and they're leading the campaign against the plans. Does it make you angry, this?
Yeah, I mean, I think just to clarify the situation, families like that, who are currently receiving 100% council tax reduction, currently receiving the maximum council tax reduction, which is 85% at the moment, they're actually going to have a 67% increase to their council tax, which is more than 3%, 3 times the amount of everyone else. The rest of us will be receiving a 2% increase maximum, and these families will be receiving a 67% increase to the council tax they're paying. Before 2013, when we had council tax benefit, there was an acknowledgement by the government and by the council that people who were living on benefits could not afford to pay council tax. And now we're in a situation where since then, these people who are living on benefits have had a less than inflation increase to their benefits since then. So their ability to pay council tax has reduced, not increased, in the last few years. And yet, gradually, their council tax requirement has gone from 0 to 15, and now it's a proposal to take it to 25.
What's the alternative, though? Because the council is not getting as much money from the government. Mm. So, what would you recommend that the council do instead?
Well, I think that the fundamental first point for the council should be to make a commitment not to take the money they need from the very poorest people in the city who can't afford to give it. So, instead of starting their budgeting process with an assumption that that's what they're going to do, the first thing they're going to do before anything else is work out who they can take money from and decide that that's the very poorest people in the city. We think that the council should be making a commitment not to do that. That should be the first thing that they say. We're not going to take money that people can't afford to pay.
Shouldn't it be that everyone in the community has to take their cut? You know?
Well, I quite agree, but I think that that's not what's happening. So at the moment, there's a huge disproportionate burden on the people on the very poorest people, and
paying considerably less council tax than well-off people, aren't they? It's just in the past, they were very lucky not to have to pay any at all.
Well, no, because relative to their income, they're paying much, much, much more. So if you take that as a percentage of the money they actually have to spend, let's look at the sums for a second. So if you've got someone who's over 25, so receiving Job Seekers Allowance, they're receiving £72.40 a week. Out of that, they've got to pay their electric bill, their gas bill, water bill, phone bill, buy food, buy clothes, buy toiletries, transport to work, and on top of that, probably topping up their rent because housing benefit isn't covering rents. Now they're being asked to also find 25% of their council tax bill out of that. I mean, that's disproportionate compared to people who are on an average or high wage, only receiving a 1.99% increase in their council tax. It's a disproportionate burden.